Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity affects us in each and every one of our relationships, especially the relationship with yourself. I'm Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I want to remind you that I have a whole new program that's coming out this year, 2015, still trying to get used to saying that, that is revolutionary. I want to use that word, and it's life-changing. It's called The Majesty in You, and it's a program that I received from the divine where you will learn how to see the divinity in you, how to see the divine in you, how to accept the divine in you, and how to make changes in your life so that you act, you believe, you do everything in your life as if you are divine, because you are. And if you want more information about that, just go to my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And just click on the link that says The Majesty in You. I hope that you'll look there, because this is a divine from source course, and I can't wait to start teaching it. Today we have a very special guest. I'm so excited to have her on the show. She also works with relationships, people in relationships and helping them. Her name is Johnny Urban. She's a master life success coach, a master hypnotherapist, a master NLP, and a trained counselor. She coaches frustrated, heartbroken people how to unblock emotional habits that sabotage their relationships, and she guides them to their true authentic selves so they can be who they were born to be. A girl after my own heart. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Oh, hello, Mari. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for being on with me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is something that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah, as we talked earlier. You know what? Can you tell us a little bit about your story? I want the listener to hear a little bit about your story, about how you came to do what you currently do.
Okay. I really thought about this because, you know, my story is very colorful. And so I boiled it down to begin with this with one word: stubbornness. And I have an innate ability to be stubborn. Just ask my mother. And it's there's always good and bad to behaviors. And in this case, my stubbornness is what propelled me to actually do what I do today. And I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. It goes back to November of 2001, and I thought my life was amazing. I had three young children. I had remarried. I have a daughter and two sons, and I thought they had adjusted really well from divorcing their father. I had a wonderful business. The man I remarried was my best friend, and we were just having a lot of fun. And then one day, a client of mine, a hair client of mine, offered me a ticket to a Tony Robbins event. And I know a lot of you know who he is, or if you don't, it's something to look into and listen to what he's got to say. But it was a live event, and it was local, and I just said, yeah, sure, I'll go. You know, I'm getting a free ticket. And needless did I say that the first night that I went to this particular event, I was walking on hot coals. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what the heck am I doing here? So, but what I learned at his event, I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about what I was doing right, but also what I was doing wrong, and how I was repeating really bad behavior patterns that I had brought in from not only my past relationship, but also, you know, from my family that raised me, my parents. They did not have a great marriage. So I was repeating those really bad patterns in my second marriage, and I was like looking at, oh my God, this is going to end in divorce too if I don't change something here. Not to mention what I was teaching my children, what kind of relationship they were going to end up having just by, you know, living in that environment in their young days.
Right.
So I learned. So I came home from that event, and I introduced this to my husband, and he's like, He looked at it for a couple of weeks, and then he looked at it, he says, I'm not changing. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? So, but I knew I had to do something because it wasn't ever going to be good. And eventually we did end up divorcing because it you know, he never wanted to come into the partnership and be and want to look at what his part in the partnership was being. So eventually we did divorce. So what happened there, this is where my stubbornness kicks in. I says, I am not doing this again. And there is something going on here. There's a common denominator of why my relationships are not succeeding, and that's me. I realized in a moment that was me, and I'm like, I got to do something. So I not only studied Tony Robbins and went back to a bunch of his events and eventually got certified in his leadership program, but I studied under a lot of different people so that I could learn what was going to work for me, because I didn't want that wonderful piece of me to disappear, but I just wanted to make the bad part of me go away. The people that the part that kept rearing its ugly head when I was stressed or frustrated or basically didn't get my way. So I had to really look and dive into that. So my stubbornness was like, you know what? I says, if I can't fix this part of me, then I deserve to be single the rest of my life. But that went against my personal values, because you know I really truly believe that God made us to be in relationships.
Wow.
So I really worked hard, and I wanted to raise my children to have really great relationship values, what's important and everything. And I can actually say this day that I have 3 grown children. I have 4 grandchildren that are beautiful and healthy, and and their relationships are amazing. And not that it's always perfect. It's never always perfect. But here's the distinction is, if you've chosen right, and your partner that you've chosen is also willing to step up and look at themselves and come to the partnership and be in their relationship, and when problems crop up, you know, what's the best way to handle that? What's the best way to get the outcome that serves both of you and your family? What is that right outcome to do? So I'm remarried now. I was single 8 years and figured out what was the problem, and now I found a wonderful, amazing man. I've been remarried. I'm married now for almost 5 years, and like I said, it's not perfect. It, you know, we are not perfect. We're humans. We're not designed to be perfect, but I found someone that was willing to step up and to, you know, in when there is a challenge, when there is a problem, he's willing to step up and learn, so that, you know, because he came to the marriage with baggage too. And we both have this baggage that we got to say, okay, what are we going to keep and what are we going to get rid of?
We all come with everything with baggage. I mean, we come, before we were married, we come with baggage from our childhood. So it just is there. It's how you handle that baggage. You know, I love the part about the stubbornness, only because you took that trait that many people would say, probably your mom, when you were a child, would say, oh, my gosh, you know, this child is so stubborn, and I don't know what I'm going to do with her and how she's going to live her life out with the stubbornness that's in her. But you took that stubbornness and you made it into something positive, because you used it to propel yourself to do what you needed to do and had to do for your life so that you can have a better life. So I love that. Not all the traits that we have, and probably, you know, that people or the society or world or whoever says that is a bad trait or that's a negative trait, it doesn't have to be a negative trait. You know, we don't have to accept because somebody said that's a negative trait. So I love that you said that. People need to hear that. You may be called stubborn, or you may be called too sensitive, or you may be called all sorts of things. And people mean it in a derogatory way, but you don't have to take it that way. You can take that trait and make it work for you. And that's what you did, Johnny. I must say that I applaud you for that. And just for this stick-to-itness to say, I'm not going to do this again. You know, I've done this twice. I am not going to do it again. And I don't care what I have to do. It's going to change. And it did. And you did it. And now you're helping other people do it. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. So what do you think is the main message, you know, having gone through this and now having your own clients that you help with their relationships, what's the main message that you would like to bring to the public?
Well, what I truly, honestly have passion for is that we're all gifted. God gave us these gifts, and we need to step in and use them. And what happens is that over time, we tend to put on all these masks to cover up these gifts. We tend to, we have to be a certain way to fit in. When we're children and going through school, in order to not be bullied, or we put on masks so that we can be what other people want us to be. And then as we grow up into adulthood, those are still there. They don't, unless you're consciously aware and get them off, they're still there. Then you go into a work environment or business environment, and then you have to put on another mask to be what your employer wants you to do, or what your customers want you to be. And so we got all these masks, and we don't know how to take them off. And when we come home to our family, or we create a family, and I have another question for most of you. If you're single and you're dating, who shows up on that first date? It's like us women, I know we put on our makeup and we put on our push-up bras and we put on our favorite dress and we do all this stuff for our first date to make a good impression. And the men, I would hope, would do a little bit of that too. But what happens is, even though we're looking great and everything, but we show up, that piece of our personality, we hide what we think is the worst in us. We're not vulnerable. We're not open. We're not authentic. And so the first couple of dates are going on, and then all of a sudden you relax and you start becoming the person that you really are. That's the person that's coming out, and that other person sitting across from you is like, all of a sudden, where did you come from? It could be good or it could be bad. It could be like I don't like this person sitting across from me. Or they can say, where's this beautiful, wonderful person, this personality that's now showing up because, you're being relaxed. I like this. Where'd this come from? So it's so that's one of the things when I coach single people. I says, first of all, you've got to figure out who you are, what your values are, so that you can find that person that there's similarities. You don't want to find someone exactly like you, because you'd be bored to death if you found that too many similarities, but enough that the relationship's not going to be a struggle. So find Absolutely. Out who you are, and then show up as that person.
And I like that.
Yeah, don't waste time dating years and years and years down the road. Now, heck, I know I did that. I learned my lesson. So, yeah. And then now when
And now when I
work with families, I love working with families, and because they struggle the most. All these personalities and pieces come in. It's like I had three children, and two of them had similar personalities, but I had one that was totally off. Totally, he was the firecracker of the family. And we were just like always like, oh, stop doing what you're doing and everything like that. Well, when I started learning all these traits and skills and of being a coach and everything, I realized that he was put into our family for a reason, and that was to wake us up. If you don't have a firecracker in your family, it's to wake you up and give the family energy and learn how to take care of all these different personalities. So I always see families that have multiple children in it that the personalities are so mixed and blended, but they don't appreciate the differences. So that's what I help people appreciate the family differences and go from there.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to talk about that for a minute because I have three children also, and they're all very different. I have two daughters and a son. My two daughters couldn't be more different from each other in everything when they were younger, from taste in clothes to taste in voice to everything. They were like polar opposites, and they fought a lot because of that, because they're like, well, why do you like this? Well, why do you like that? Well, this is better. That is better. And I like what you just said about that. People come with their own personalities, and it's for a reason. And society too much wants to make everybody the same. In school, you go to school, and they want everybody to sit the same way and dress the same way and act the same way and get the same grades in math and English and science and everything else. And we're not made that way, And so I like what you say about in the families. You have to applaud those differences and say there's a reason why you're more of a comedian and you're more serious and you love math and you love whatever and you love flowers and you can't stand them. So I like that. Being able to accept the differences in your children or other family members, and to love them because they are lovable. You can't take one trait and say, oh, you're not lovable because you have this trait, like going back to saying you're too stubborn, so that's not good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I love that, and I love that you work with families that way. They need to have this information because without the information, we can't do anything to make things better, to help ourselves. Very nice.
Yes. Thank you.
So what would you say to someone who's struggling in a relationship? You know, they're really struggling, and they don't see a way out of this struggle because you are struggling in yours. So I think it's a great question to ask you. You've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was looking at another divorce, and yes, it ultimately happened, but it happened for the right reason. I figured out mm-hmm. that we were not a great partnership, and for me to sit in that, because I committed, I believe and honor marriage, that it should be forever, and God mm-hmm. puts people together for a reason, and. However, I also don't believe that people should stay in a relationship that is torture and is teaching your children wrong things and bad things. So,
mm-hmm.
So what I would tell someone that is struggling and they just don't see any way out of it is get some help, get someone that can help you. Whether it's, a counselor, go to your church, go to find a coach. And I tell people it cannot be a friend that loves you because your friend that loves you doesn't want you to change because they have an innate fear, an unconscious fear that you're going to change and grow and leave them.
Wow.
So your friend is someone that can sympathize with you. And the difference between sympathy and empathy is sympathy mm-hmm. is, someone shared this with me, so I'm going to share this again, is that you're standing on a ship, on a rail of a ship, and someone is throwing up over the rail of the ship. Sympathy is you're going to go stand next to them and throw up with them. Empathy is you're going to hand them a glass of water and a cold washcloth, and you're going to ask, how can I help you?
Wow.
So you can
That's
have a
great.
Friend that can give you sympathy and empathy, but are they going to hold your toe to the line for what you actually want in your outcome? Are they going to let you, go back to your misery whenever you feel like giving up? Or are you going to find someone that is there to help you really walk that line of how you want to change so that you can have a better life? Change is difficult.
Right. Yeah.
It's especially when we have these behaviors that are ingrained in us from when we were children.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that? And you can either, and I always give people choice. You can either choose to have a better life and have a better partner in your life, or you can find someone exactly like you and stay exactly where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I coach people from that place. I meet people where they're at.
Okay.
And my opinion is my opinion, but that doesn't mean my life is right for you.
Right.
So I always start with my coaching people is I ask you questions. Well, what exactly do you want? What's the outcome that you want? And then we work for that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're doing
That's
something
good.
Illegal against the law, I'm not going to interfere with that.
Right, exactly. That's good. And one of the things that I find with my clients is as soon as I ask them that question, because that's a key question, many of them say, I don't know. I don't
exactly.
know what my outcome is. So they have to
exactly.
go home. There comes the assignment. They got to go home and they got to search deep inside and they got to see what is it they want. And they go on and on and on telling me what they don't want. That's one of the most interesting patterns in the coaching.
Right.
They could talk for hours about what they don't want. And I keep saying, okay, you just told me all these things you don't want. What do you want?
Yes.
And so,
and the whole thing about being authentic. How do you be authentic in your relationship when you don't even know what being authentic is? You don't even know who you are. You've got all these masks layered on you. At this point, you don't even know who you are. So I go deeper. I go beyond being a coach. With my training that I've had and my experience that I've had, I go deep with people. And I ask the questions and I listen. I not only listen, I hear them.
Right.
I hear them. This is one of God's gifts he gave to me is to actually sit and hear people. And so I take that on top of my training. Just a couple years ago, I went through training. It's one of the programs that Tony Robbins' company has, and it's called Strategic Intervention. and now I am certified strategic interventionist. And I know it's a couple of big words, but it's methods where we actually strategically go in and intervene the behavior that the precise behavior that they're doing, and help them reframe and get out of that so that they can move forward. And
excellent.
Yeah. And it's it is a little bit like therapy work.
Okay.
It's a little bit deeper than just sending them home and telling them, go figure out who you are. No, I'm going to help you figure out who you are.
Right. It's proactive. That's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Attention book lovers. Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
Well.
At midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Hi, we're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is Mari Mitchell Porter, and we have my special guest, Johnny Urban, today.
Mm-hmm.
She helps people who are struggling in relationships. And we were just talking about authenticity, of course, my favorite subject, Johnny, and that's why I named my show Dare to Be Authentic. It is so true that you cannot be in a relationship with someone and be happy in that relationship and have a honest, truthful, happy relationship if you don't know who you are. Because you're wearing those masks, and you don't even know you're wearing those masks. Because at one time, that's how I was. I didn't know I was wearing the masks. They were probably several of them layered on from childhood, and they had to come off one by one. So that's what we've been talking about. And tell me a little bit more about authenticity. Tell me a little bit more. I was a little curious. I'm going to ask you something a little personal. When you finally realized with your second marriage that it wasn't going to work, and it's a realization that you come to and you're so sure of it. Was that a relief for you? How did you feel about that?
The first thing I felt was sadness, extreme sadness. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course that's a human spirit speaking to you.
Right.
It's an end of a promise, it's the end of a wish and a hope that something would turn out well. And then you realize that You realize it's a good thing, and it is relief. It is relief.
Right.
The stress is finally gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah.
And then when regret shows up a couple weeks later or a month later, you regret, you know, because your life is now changing and doing something you regret. Then you go back to that feeling of yes, but it was a good thing. And
And
that carries with
That's
you.
Good.
That carries with you.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask you that because sometimes people will stay, me included, will stay in relationships because, we don't want to look, we don't want to admit, hey, this really isn't working and nothing that I can do, or in your case, he didn't really want to grow with you, which is always a difficulty. You can't do it with somebody. He said, I don't want to change. And he was very clear with you, which is good that he was honest.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to bang your head on the wall. So I just wanted the listener to hear a little bit about this because, you know, there are realizations that come to us, but we don't pay attention to them. My first book called Diary of a Hopeless Romantic, I write a lot about, you know, ending relationships and dating and things. And the protagonist in the story, she would see the red flags and she would just stomp on them and keep walking because she didn't want to admit to herself, this is what's really going on. So it takes courage, and it took courage for you to be able to honestly see that, and not only just to see it, but to admit it and move forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I just wanted to bring that point across.
Thank
that was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. It takes a lot of courage, and it takes being brave to step up and say, I need to change. I want to change. Enough. You have to be brave enough to remove all of those masks that have hidden you from being your true authentic self and to watch who shows up. And when you can be true to yourself, it's good for you, it's good for others, and it's good for the world. And life opens up like never before. You've had to be brave and trust that whatever's going to show up is going to be good. That trust is huge. One thing is it's really critical at this point with when I coach people that what they have to do for their loved ones. And it could be children, it could be a spouse, it could even be an employer, a coworker. But the one thing I coach them is to first apologize, and I give them a script, and that makes them feel good and makes the other person feel good. That I tell them, I says, when you first go up to somebody, you introduce it as I learned something about myself today. Would you like to hear about it? And of course, who would refuse that? And then I have them say something like, I says, use your own words, but kind of like go along this flow. I am so sorry that I have not been the wife or mother or husband or coworker or father that you needed me to be for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody I introduce this to, they love it and they go and they use it. And I says, because people don't want to admit they're wrong. They have this ego thing that pops up, and they don't want to admit that they were wrong. But they also don't, you know, because they think for some reason the other person is going to latch on to that and use that as a weapon, which does happen. It does happen, so there's truth in that. So I says, but when you use it like this, you're kind of vague. The whole thing is vague, and I'm so sorry, because the other person, all it is, their needs were not met.
Right.
Their needs are different from yours. But their needs were not met in the relationship. That's why they're frustrated. That's why they're angry.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you showed up meeting their needs? It has nothing to do with you and your needs. It has everything to do with meeting their needs. And here's the thing, the magic, the secret magic key, golden key. You meet their needs, and they're going to want to lovingly, willingly meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
It has got to start with somebody.
Right. Right.
So you get to decide, are you going to wait for them to do it, or are you going to step up and do it first?
Right. That's great. I love that. And admitting and saying, because none of us are perfect, like you said earlier, so we all do make mistakes, and we all fail as a wife, as a mother, as whatever, as daughters, whatever we may be. We have times when we just didn't really do it. We didn't do our best. And so that's beautiful, because there's a humility in that, but a good kind of humility. It's not a blaming anybody or feeling guilty. I love that, Johnny. That's really beautiful.
It's really laying down your sword. It's really.
Mm-hmm,
in the battle,
I like that.
It's laying down your sword.
Yeah.
It's saying. And it's not a surrender. It's not a weakness to surrender. It's a, I'm here, and I want to be better for you.
Right. And I'm not battling you anymore.
Yeah.
You know. I'm done battling. That's cool. Okay. Before we run out of time, I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you, your website or phone number, or whatever you want to give out to the listener.
I can give you my website. The thing is, I have a web designer that's in the middle of cleaning it up. But I think the original is still sitting there right now. But it is www.wonderfullifelearning.com.
Okay.
www.wonderfullifelearning.com. I believe everybody is entitled to a wonderful life.
I do too. That is a beautiful motto to live by.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Johnny. I just love what you had to say. I know that people have been inspired just listening today, and it was just lovely to have you as a guest.
Thank you, Mari. This is fun. This is so much fun.
Great. And we'll be back next week. It's every Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.